President Bush today welcomes NATO's Secretary General George Robertson to the White House. They'll discuss the split between the United States and several European countries over the timing of military operations against Iraq. There also are sharp divisions between old and new Europe over how to deal with Saddam Hussein. The differences were aggravated this week by French President Jacques Chirac's tirade against several East European countries poised for membership in the European Union. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
On Monday evening, European officials were patting themselves on the back. They had apparently healed internal rifts when they produced a joint declaration saying that Iraq must disarm fully and completely, and that force would be used only as a last resort. It also said that war was not inevitable. The declaration was a compromise between the hawkish stand taken by Britain, Spain, and Italy and the dovish position of France and Germany. But the European effort for a common foreign policy was soured by French President Jacques Chirac's stinging criticism of East European countries. He singled out future East European EU members for having signed letters last month backing the U.S. position.
Alors, ce n'est pas un comportement bien responsable. En tous les cas, c'est pas très bien élevé. Donc, je crois qu'ils ont manqué une bonne occasion de se taire.
He said, it is not really responsible behavior. It is not well brought up behavior. They missed a good opportunity to keep silent. Chirac also warned the candidates that their position could be dangerous because the parliaments of the 15 EU nations still have to ratify the decision to welcome new members to join the bloc next year. And he singled out Romania and Bulgaria, which are still negotiating to enter the EU.
Alors que leur position est déjà très délicate à l'égard de l'Europe, si elles voulaient diminuer leurs chances d'entrer dans l'Europe, elles ne pouvaient pas trouver un meilleur moyen.
He said their position is already delicate. If they wanted to lessen their chances to enter Europe, they couldn't have found a better way. The withering attack drew immediate reactions, ranging from scorn to polite disdain. Several officials said the attack was reminiscent of the former Soviet Union's overbearing manner over its East European satellites. Romanian President Ion Iliescu called Chirac's remarks irrational. Czech Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda had this retort, "We are not joining the EU so that we can sit and shut up." In Washington, Hungarian Ambassador András Simonyi said he was very surprised.
My comment would be that no country can be stigmatized for not sharing the views of France on the transatlantic relationship. And honestly, the tone and the wording was such that it was not helpful in mending ties. The intention of Hungary signing the letter that was signed by 8 European leaders 2 weeks ago was exactly to forge unity, not to allow a split between Europeans and not to allow a split between America and the Europeans.
Chirac was also criticized by EU foreign policy official Chris Patton.
First, this isn't the Warsaw Pact. These are countries which can have their own opinions and should develop their own opinions and express them. But secondly, we're not only an economic club, we're also a political club, and we try whenever possible to work together. But we do so recognizing one another's different opinions and, I hope, showing a certain generosity of spirit when other people disagree with us.
The East European candidates also got support from British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who sent them a letter expressing the need for solidarity between Europe and the United States. Chirac's attack notwithstanding, at a meeting yesterday in Brussels, the future EU members endorsed the joint EU declaration on Iraq and reiterated their commitment to forging a common European foreign policy, as well as pursuing close relations with the United States. But the importance of the event was diminished by the absence at the meeting of nearly half the prime ministers of the 13 EU applicants. Nevertheless, Chirac's anti-war stance has the overwhelming support of European public opinion. Polls show that between 80 and 90% of the populations of Spain, Britain, and Italy, for example, are opposed to war in Iraq and in favor of the United Nations having the last word. And today, some commentators said Chirac is not politically isolated. They say his feelings are shared by some other EU members who suspect that the East European candidates have been used by Washington to divide Europe and weaken the French-German anti-war stance. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.